Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass.
Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, a broken people. We are broken because we choose to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and we choose to stand in the path of sinners. Our desire for the world around us causes us to turn our backs on you and walk away. Forgive us, O Lord, our hearts are filled with sin. Our hearts are wretched. We are the chaff which the wind blows far, far away from you. Despite our great sin, O Lord, your grace abounds. As we ignore your word, you whisper scripture into our ears. As we find no time for prayer and worship, you keep blessing us and sustaining us. Father, your incredible love is demonstrated to us every day, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have given us your Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture. By faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, you have planted the Holy Spirit deep into our hearts, and through his leading and directing, you have given us a desire for your word. Father, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit residing in the hearts of every believer, you would draw each one of us back to yourself through the convicting knowledge of your word. Cause us, O Lord, to come back into fellowship with you through your word, and give us back the delight in your word which we once had, and which made us meditate on your word day and night. Father, you know our hearts better than we know them ourselves. Our hearts are laid bare before you. Examine our hearts, O Lord, cleanse us of all our sin, purge us of all unrighteousness. Restore each one of us today to rich fellowship with you, both in prayer and in Bible study. Lord, there are some today who desperately want to have fellowship with you, but are confused, are being misled, or even lost. Father, your grace abounds on the lost and the confused. Christ died on the cross for every human being. Glorify yourself, Lord, that many would find eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Lead many, O Lord, to confess Jesus as Lord, and give them the belief and the understanding that God raised him from the dead, which will result in their salvation. Thank you, Lord, for this time we have had today of blessed fellowship. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California 95153. The website for the ministry is thehandinthestorm.org. And our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your support of this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.